typically on Bass Fan Radio, we get to talk about all kinds of fishing techniques and anglers and newsmakers and all that kind of stuff. But today we're going to talk lawnmowers. And with me today is John Colucci. And John, X-Mark is getting involved in bass fishing. But in reality, there's so much crossover, and the non-endemic sponsors are starting to see that. And you guys have done that as well at X-Mark.
That's true. For us this year, we're looking for unique opportunities to potentially partner with some other industries and some other kind of leisure activities that made sense, where the people that do those activities are very much like the people that have typically bought our product in the past.
Well, as the number one lawnmower company in the world here, or at least in the country, you've got a mark that's out there, the brand that people know and people are depending on. And it's funny because I'm seeing, you know, as a guy that covers bass fishing every day, what I'm seeing is the non-endemic sponsors, the people who really are outside the boating and fishing industry, are seeing this crossover market, and you're able to do some things maybe that you, it's kind of a new environment for you.
Absolutely. It just seems like a logical fit. If you look at the people that typically will hunt or fish or those types of activities, these are people that tend to live outside of the metro areas and tend to have more acreages and those types of things, and it just makes sense that they're going to have lots of green grass they're going to have to cut at some point.
Well, when you look at your demographic today, I mean, and when you're talking about it, you've got landscapers and golf courses and a lot of those kind of things, but what made you kind of edge towards the fishing community? You talked about some of these property owners and some of that kind of stuff, but was it more maybe for the future too?
Well, you know, when we thought about, you know, if you look at some competitors of ours, you know, throughout the mowing business, there's lots of people that have positioned themselves with NASCAR, et cetera, and we just felt, you know, there's probably some other fits there that if others wanted to focus on NASCAR, maybe we should look to some other areas. And the hunting and fishing demographic, it not only fits our end user customers, but our dealer and distributor base are very much these types of people that like the outdoors. And when they're not out selling lawnmowers, really cannot wait to get, you know, wait for the weekend and get themselves outdoors and enjoy those activities. So it just seemed like a really easy fit.
Well, not only do I run around in a bass boat, but I've had the opportunity to ride in one of your mowers, a zero turning radius mower, by the way. And, you know, at first it's kind of funny because I'm used to a steering wheel, you know, on a tractor, the old style mower, that kind of thing. But once you got used to zero turning radius, then you can really zip. I mean, you can move out. You talked about NASCAR. Well, your mowers can kind of be like a NASCAR at times.
Absolutely. I mean, if you look at a tractor versus a mid-mount zero turn, which is really what the landscape professionals have chosen for several years, and now you're seeing more and more homeowners that have really kind of looked at the benefits that zero turns give them. Obviously, they're a lot faster. They're a lot more maneuverable. You don't give up quality of cut. In fact, I would dare say it's a better quality of cut than you get today. And if you put it in terms of what does that mean for, you know, the type of people that listen to your radio show, it's people that, you know, do not want to spend their whole weekend, you know, cutting grass for 6 or 8 hours a day. They do want their properties to look good, and they want to get it done as quickly as they can so they can really go out and enjoy nature like they would prefer to do.
You know, I've got friends that actually enjoy getting on their X-Mark and running around and doing it. You know, we were talking before we set this radio interview up, and I've got a friend that's got 25 acres that he mows. And when he looks at it, he says, you know, it's kind of my stress-relieving time, you know, and he loves getting on that mower and just going out there. He gets to see the animals and stuff around his farm, and it is kind of environmental in its own way.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's really funny. I've been in this industry for over 20 years, and there's kind of two types of people. There's the lawn lover, which the guy just can't wait to get on his mower and actually spend time out there because it's kind of a little bit of a mindless activity where you can shed off all the stuff, the stresses of the week's previous activities and the things that kind of at times in life get you down a little bit. So you can just get on the mower and cut some grass, and at the end of that 2 or 3 hours or whatever it is, you can get off your machine and look behind you and see all the good work. So you get some closure. You immediately feel good about yourself. And then there's a guy that just says, you know what, I'm kind of cursed. I've got this huge property, which is something I wanted to have, but I can't spend 10 hours a day, you know, 10 hours on the weekend getting this thing maintained. So it kind of relieves him of that stress. So it's the guy that loves to cut his grass, and it's the guy that loves his property to look good, but he doesn't want to be a slave to his lawn. So kind of the best of both worlds when you get a mid-mount.
Well, I can see a lot of corollaries. I mean, to be honest with you, all of us that bass fish kind of like to go fast. We like doing that, and I know your mowers do that. The other thing is the technology. It continues to get better, and I look at my buddy's mower, you know, and he's got a drink holder on there and all the things that, you know, makes it feel like he's in his rocker in his front room.
Absolutely.
And it's neat.
Yeah, it is neat.
Well, and the safety features, you know, in bass boats, we've always had kill switches and stuff. Ray Scott kind of got us started with that. And, you know, the safety devices of life jackets and some of that. But you guys look at the same thing with Exmark mowers, too.
I mean, obviously, with the people that are using our machines and in the conditions they put these machines into, our product is very, very safe for all types of applications. There's lots of different standards that are set that we adhere to voluntarily because we believe it's the right things to do. Lots of kind of fail-safe systems where, you know, you can't get off the machine with the blade running. You can't do certain things without the brake engaged. So there's lots of safety devices on there, much like you're talking about with the bass boats where, you know, something does happen, you know, that you're not going to lose control of the machine you're operating.
Well, I always kid the guys, the anglers that I talk to about the fact, who mows your grass? You know, they're gone for 90 days in a row or whatever. You know, with an Exmark mower, I could see where they could just come mow it once in a while and they'd be in good shape.
It really depends on how you're doing stuff as a homeowner. It, you know, with the growing seasons around the country, you're pretty much going to mow once a week. If you're having an outside landscape contractor, I mean, he's very much going to come at that same interval. So it isn't a matter of increasing the intervals in between which you cut. It's just going to make that much, you know, it's a lot less time when you actually do get on the grass to cut it.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I'm looking for every angle I can get more time on the water. If I can get a better mower, that's all. I'm in favor of that 100%. I guess, John, one of the things is we talked about in the very beginning of the interview is that, you know, your involvement, you're going to be at the FLW Championship this year and really kind of trying to feel out what's going on there with the pro circuit on that side. You know, of course, you got bass on the other side. But it's nice to see these non-endemics like your company at Exmark getting involved. And what are some of the things that you're going to look for at the FLW Championship?
Well, we're really excited to go down there. Obviously, if we're going to participate in something like this, we want to make sure it's a strong event. And obviously, the FLW Tour is very, very popular. With potentially putting 50,000 people through there, we're really excited. Now, when we looked at the types of people that were actually displaying at the show, there's two ways to look at it. No, there was no other lawn maintenance equipment-type manufacturers, and we viewed that as a real opportunity. You know, we're really looking forward to having a strong display, having some really neat promotions while we're at the event, such as, you know, we're going to have some special purchase incentives, but beyond that, we're also giving away a $6,000 lawnmower simply by coming by the booth and putting your name in a hat, and hopefully you can be the lucky winner at the end of the thing.
Well, you think about the times that we used to mow, you know, with sickles-type mowers, and then we had the rotary style, and now you get, you know, you went to the tractors and now the zero turning radius mowers, and Exmark, I guess, has got their position to where that zero turning radius mower is really your crown jewel. And as you look at the future, what are some of the things you see that's going to happen maybe with your mower systems?
Well, it's really interesting because the mid-mount zero turn is very much, it's fairly old technology as far as the professional landscape guy. But for the consumer market, if you walk into Home Depots and Lowe's today, you're seeing more and more mid-mount zero turns. It used to be you'd have three kind of colors of tractors. You'd get your green ones and your red ones and your gray ones. And now if you go to those same, you know, big box retailers, you'll actually see mid-mounts from all those different brands. The consumer zero turn market has absolutely blown up. And for us, we view it as an exceptional opportunity. Now we are, you know, our heritage is very much about professional performance, and there's a lot less expensive mowers out there. But if you've got a large property and you're looking for the maximum performance and you want a machine that's going to last for years and years, then we think we've got a different opportunity for you. And by the way, it's going to be something that's sold through an Exmark dealer, which prides itself on really strong sales expertise and a service group there that's going to be there after the thing does encounter some issues. So we think we've got a really neat thing to offer this particular segment, and we're really looking forward for the FLW folks to get a little glimpse of Exmark and what we're all about.
Well, I can tell you, after this radio program, you're going to get both bass and FLW people interested in your mower. And, you know, I didn't know if I could get through this thing. I mean, I mow my grass and had some experience with your product. But, you know, when you think about it, I kind of do fishing. So it's kind of neat to see you guys. I want to make sure you know that it is absolutely exceptional to see you guys being involved in the sport of bass fishing. And if we can do anything here at Bass Fan, you let us know, will you?
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, Terry, and we look forward to seeing lots of folks down there in Hot Springs.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.